Article 3 for her update, and let me take this opportunity to thank both Australia and Bulgaria for their efforts on this portfolio over the year. It's been much appreciated. The floor is now open. I invite states parties with obligations under Article 3 to share their plans for progress and the challenges they face in the safe and rapid destruction of cluster munitions. Signatory states and states not party with stockpiles of cluster munitions are also invited to take the floor in order to share relevant information regarding the number and types of stockpiles and of plans for or obstacles to their destruction. More generally, all states are invited to provide their views on storage, stockpile destruction, and retention. At the same time, states that have chosen to retain cluster munitions under Article 3, paragraphs 6 and 7 are encouraged to provide updates on their numbers and types, how they have been used in the period under review, plans on their use, and plans for their eventual destruction. I would also invite the United Nations, the International Committee of the Red Cross, the Cluster Munition Coalition, and other organizations to present their views on the implementation of Article 3, as well as their recommendations on how to maintain momentum in stockpile destruction. The first speaker on my list is the Honorable Marciano Silva Barbeiro, Minister of Defense of Guinea-Bissau. Your Excellency, you have the floor.